Hi, I'm Mike Sainsbury, and this ASI cast is the first of three where we'll be looking ahead to this year's APAC Television and Video Conference, which is once again being held in Singapore on May 11th and 12th. We thought we'd start by having a chat with the chair of the first session, David Webb, head of research and planning for APAC at Turner Broadcasting. Richard Marks discusses with David some of the issues facing the television and video business in the region, and asks what he was particularly looking forward to taking out of the conference.
Hi, well, hello, David, and thanks for agreeing to chair the session that kicks off the ASI conference in Singapore this year. Before we dive into that session, would you be able to give us just a quick introduction to yourself for the delegates, just your background and particularly what your current role is at Turner?
Sure, and I'm looking forward to the session. Thanks for the invitation to take part. My role at Turner is to look after the research and insights for the kids and entertainment side of the business across the Asia Pacific region. Prior to taking on this role, I previously worked actually for Turner in the news organization in London, and then after that for Nielsen, looking after ad solutions, primarily on the online and then latterly on the TV side of things in both the UK and across the Asia Pacific region.
And you're based in Singapore at the moment?
I'm actually based in Hong Kong.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you'll be traveling over for the conference as we will. Do you think the main challenges generally are facing media research and measurement at the moment? I mean, not limited just to your session at the conference, which we'll get into a bit later, but I do think more generally, what's making you fret? What's making you scratch your head at the moment in terms of where measurement's headed, what you'd like to have versus what you actually have?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of sort of themes there that we're challenged by. One is, you know, when we look at the TV audience measurement side of things in isolation, you know, it gets quite expensive for us as multi-country broadcasters to buy in those services across the region. And a lot of the time, the services that we're actually buying into are geared more for the local broadcasters than for the pay TV world. So we end up with sample sizes that are pretty small. You know, if you look at Indonesia, you're in the low hundreds right now, although Nielsen are looking to expand that. So, you know, when we're looking at our ratings amongst the pay TV universe, it gets very small and, the data can start to get a little bit unreliable. You know, one glimmer of hope that we're seeing is that the cable operators are starting to open up access to their RPD data. So in Australia, Foxtel have allowed access to that. And as you may know, StarHub in Singapore are opening up access to their data. So that gives us more robust sample sizes to take a look at and really get under the skin of what our viewers are consuming. And then the other key theme is around multi-screen measurement. This is a real head scratcher for us. How do we piece it all together? Part of my role is to, you know, oversee all the reporting of our consumption across different platforms, but it's very much in silos. What we'd love to see is that sort of total consumption view. And that's not just when we look at, you know, our own OTT services, but being able to piece together consumption of our platform, our content across SVOD offerings, across YouTube, et cetera, I think would be very, very useful. At the moment, as I say, it's siloed and we don't really, you know, we can start to model it and we're getting better at doing that type of thing. But we'd love to see an industry standard come around that, I think.
It's siloed, but also the challenge, I guess, is that the definitions aren't necessarily consistent in terms of how the content is measured across the different platforms. I know there's been a lot of coverage from an advertising perspective of Mark Pritchard from P&G's speech in January, where he listed a number of issues that P&G had, and one of the main ones was just the lack of a consistent definition of what a contact was across different platforms.
Correct. And I mean, when we look at our digital reporting, the only consistent metric that we have is sessions. So, you know, you don't typically page views within an app. You do have the number of sessions. So the way that I've been looking at it is to trend the total number of sessions across the different platforms. And as, you know, audiences shift off of one platform towards another one, you know, there's no secret there that audiences are transitioning, particularly in Southeast Asia, towards mobile. We're able to see, you know, are we, what we're losing with one platform, are we actually gaining that on another? So how does our total sessions net out?
Now, your session specifically that you're hosting is titled Content Goes Global. It kicks off the event. It runs for the morning of the first day to Thursday. And really, it's vital because it's setting up the whole conference in terms of, you know, what we're measuring and what the challenges are. Now, from your own personal perspective, what are you hoping to get out of that morning?
Well, for me, I think some of the speakers in the morning session, the very first session, they're going to be talking about four-screen measurement and, you know, what's going on, how are consumers actually using different devices and what types of content is being consumed on different devices. So for me, that's going to be really interesting to see, you know, what can we learn about how we program and how we distribute our content across different platforms and with different partners. And what are the, you know, what are the industry standards for multi-platform measurement in some of the arguably more advanced markets around the world?
Now we've got, I know in your session, we've got a paper specifically looking at trends in OTT that Julie LeMaison from GfK will be presenting, and also Oliver Wilkinson will be talking about how pay TV can, you know, flourish given that challenge. What's your, from a Turner perspective, what's Turner's view on Netflix and Amazon in terms of, are they a frenemy, or how are you interacting or not with them at the moment?
Yeah, well, I think it's a... I'm not even sure it's a frenemy. We're friendly with them at the moment. Clearly, we'd love to be able to distribute our content and have more of a direct one-to-one relationship with our consumers. We don't have that right now. So working with folks like Netflix or iFlix, it's a great way for us to get our content, which is, you know, where we've invested a lot of our money, which is is our key proposition, getting that in front of our consumers. So as Oliver's going to be talking about, you know, pay TV in the region is facing some headwinds with piracy and, you know, dwindling pay TV growth. So for us, it's, you know, it's a key area for us to grow, to get our content distributed and syndicated out through whatever platforms we can. So we'll definitely have a keen eye on that and, you know, try and understand what's best practice and what can we learn from other parts of the world.
And following on from that, we've got a paper from Kath Blizzard, who's from BBC World Service. And I think without preempting that, one of the main themes is going to be the challenge that the BBC has actually getting credit for an attribution for the content they distribute. You know, if you are more and more platform neutral in terms of how you're getting content out there, or in the case of the BBC, I think in some cases, if your content is being distributed without your knowledge, how do you get credit for that? From Turner's perspective, how important is it if you are on Netflix or whatever, that you are strongly branded and getting the sort of attribution from the users? Or is it less important or more important than the BBC?
No, I mean, well, we'd love to see more reporting. We get very little from a lot of the OTT operators. So we'd love to see that. We'd love to see, again, it comes back to this sort of total consumption view. I'm only able to piece that together across Turner-owned properties and to a certain extent what we can glean from YouTube. But I'd love to see that across the OTT properties as well. I think, you know, as part of that, being able to measure what's going on with YouTube. We see a lot of our content distributed through user-generated content. And the numbers are quite staggering, in all honesty. So it's really important to be able to piece that together, understand what's going on, and, you know, ultimately being able to monetize that. I think that the session by Wered, the guys from Parrot did a session last year, which I think was really interesting. And again, that's going to help the folks at the conference understand, you know, what are the key trends in content, the genres that are working, and that those sorts of insights really help content owners, you know, people in acquisition, figuring out where they should be placing their bets in the future.
It's a great session, and thanks for being willing to chair it. We look forward to seeing how it all ties together. It certainly seems to flow very well in terms of the move from, we're looking variously at content around the world, branding, social media, and cross-platform, and that will be feeding in the afternoon into a session more specifically looking at the advertising challenge, which we'll be featuring in our next podcast. Not necessarily the next podcast to be recorded, but the next one to be released after this one. So thanks for making the time to speak to us. Look forward to catching up with you in Singapore, and we'll see you then.
Great. I'll see you then.